Best of Times Radio Hour live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, Arctotex listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel applications on their Apple or Android devices. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenon Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the local Northwest Louisiana history hunters known as Twin Blends. They brought back a lot of lost history from my area. So stay to this show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, July the 20th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel at Town Square Media Station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the July-August issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. We do thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy of one of our 270 distribution locations with our over 25,000 copies, you can always visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter e-blast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers and cattle in Bossier parishes. It provides them with the link to the current issue as well as link to our Silver Pages, but also provides lots more additional educational articles and information about upcoming events, discount coupons, a contest, and more news that you can use. Join the many, many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter just by visiting our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free to our newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at highly discounted price, along with entertainment and free valet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Best of Times Thursday night special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, sending country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenon Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today are some very remarkable individuals and special guests who has teamed up to locate and bring back historical people, places, and things in Northwest Louisiana, my friends Mark and Mike Magnum. So with Twin Blends, right?
Yes, yep. Correct.
Well, thank you again for being on my show. You were on my show a few years ago, if I recall.
Yep, it's been a while.
Yeah. But the most important thing, and of course my wife, Tina Kaligas, the editor of the Best of Times, wants to say hello. She's extremely proud of you.
Hello, Tina. We are excited. We love you. We love Mary. And
Yeah, I think y'all were the first program we were ever on. So, we really owe y'all a lot. So we want to thank you.
And you were on one of our first issues, which, by the way, got lots of national awards. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I think Tina told us that. Yeah.
We were so proud of that one. Very unique. Wow. Nobody else had ever done that type of cover for Force. All the judges from the University of Missouri really gave us a lot of compliments about that cover.
Oh, wow.
And that's the a very astute journalism in the University of Missouri Columbia. Yeah.
Wow.
So again, thank you for coming back. I've been wanting to have you on my show. You're so busy, like I'm so busy, but you're more busy than I am. So I really, what you do throughout our city is bringing back, so much great history that's been lost, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir. It's been, a lot of it's been lost, and we feel like a lot of it's being neglected.
Yes.
That's true.
We love our town. We love the people here. We're proud to be from Shreveport.
Yep.
And we just want to be able to give back to our community. And back in the day, it was such a great community. There was so much family organized together. And, looking back at these pictures, it just highlights that. And we feel like we've lost that in this day and age. And it's our way of giving back and reminding Shreveport, we are a great city.
Yes.
There was a lot of great people that came from this city.
Yeah, that's one reason we do what we do. We want to honor those people of the past, like our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and on back, because, we look at old pictures of people walking downtown and going about their business, and you realize how much sacrifice that they made for their families. And they went to work and they sacrificed, and they built this town, and we just feel like they're kind of being neglected and forgotten. So this is our way of honoring them. And when we make posts, we want to say, hey, this, and we have specific examples where we, go meet people and share some artifacts of the past that their parents had and all, and our grandparents. So we love doing that and highlighting people of the past, the photographers. We just want to honor them. It's not about Twin Blends. It's about us honoring the past. And we have this forum to do this, and we love it. We love them focusing and putting a spotlight on those people who deserve it.
But you're making people like me and others who are born and raised in Shreveport, and some that not, have a little tear in their eye when they see certain things. I mean, when you brought up the recent one about the Joy Theater, I went there.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I'm 74, so I went to the Joy Theater.
Yeah.
And I went to the drive-ins around the area that you've been featuring.
Yeah.
I mean, and some of the other aspects about the trolley car, I remember when I was very small in the 50s riding with my aunts and uncles, going from Urey Drive to downtown on the trolleys.
Wow. I mean, wish we still had trolleys, at least one or something, just to have it, in a museum or something to show people what they actually, we have pictures, know, and that's the next best thing. So.
And the other brought back tears, and I wish it was, I wish I could go back to that era and to help it move on, is Ford Park Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I remember in Shreve Island High School contributing to that particular function with pennies.
Yeah. And, that's what people tell us. Yeah.
We were so excited about it. And I mean, we went to it later on, but it wasn't extravagant. It started dwindling down, et cetera. Yeah. I don't know.
It's factors. Funny that you were talking about it brings tears to your eyes. Some of the pictures we've had people contact us and say, you don't realize what these posts and pictures and videos y'all make. You don't realize how important it is to our family, because one lady contacts us. She said, my dad has Alzheimer's, how you ever say it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to connect with him. But when he sees y'all's pictures, when I show him those pictures and posts, and he says his eyes light up and he's able to communicate and tell stories about back in the day, he did this and that. And she said, you just don't understand how important that is, that time with him that y'all, been able to give. And so that makes our day right there. So.
Well, just making one person happy, but I know you've made thousands of people thrilled.
We hope
you're telling the stories that they should have told, or their relatives should have told. I think that I go out occasionally to lecture at nursing homes, assisted living, and telling people you need to write the stories before it's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
Gather those pictures that are in your aunt, your uncle, your grandfather, great-great-grandfather, and write captions. Every picture tells a story,
right?
Right.
It does. does. It does. A lot of the pictures we come across at the LSUS archives, and we can't thank them enough for us allowing us access to those. But a lot of those pictures, I guess, were donated by families over the years. And some of them, they're just negatives, and they don't really have information with them. So that's, a treasure hunt for us to find out what's going on in the picture. And when we do, it's exciting. And when people contact us and say, that's my uncle, that's my aunt, that's my grandfather, I've never seen this picture, and they tell us the backstory, that's just great.
And
we enjoy it.
And Mike and Mark, this is better than doing, people do the ancestry tree. Okay, yes, you know that Uncle Joe, Uncle Bill, all the way back. But tell us some stories about it. What did he do? What kind of business? I mean, how many times was he married? I mean, I found out something about my uncle that none of my relatives knew. I mean, it takes some research, of course, Google out. But when I told a few of my cousins, they said, no, that could happen. Oh, yes, he was married 3 times. Not once, but 3 times.
Wow.
And I have marriage documents from where he was, but he never wanted to probably tell anybody. The wives probably knew, but, it's interesting. Those kind of, and was he sad about telling? Probably. I don't know all the rest of the story, but, I mean, Sandy was a great uncle. I mean, I hate to say this. I didn't know him that well. He died when I was 6 years old, but I remember him extensively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these things you're bringing to light, and I think people are taking what you're finding. You're the hunters, mm-hmm. but you find the information, and I think people expand upon it. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they do, and that's what we love. We love getting out in front of them and seeing, because people tell us, I always look at y'all's pictures to see if I see my relatives and stuff like that.
And a lot of time they do. Like here recently, we had a picture, we've had it a couple of years, and it was a lady in a restaurant and another in a restaurant scene, two pictures, lady behind the counter and a restaurant scene, and we didn't know where it was, who it was, and so we posted it and we asked people for help. Well, a lady contacted us. She commented. Didn't she say that was her
mom.
Mother?
That was
her mother and her grandfather and her uncle and all that.
All sitting at the counter at this
little
diner.
Told us where the restaurant was and all that, and we were just blown away. But that's why we love putting it out there and having people help us solve these mysteries, these puzzles.
Okay, so tell our listeners, while we're going to mention it several times, where they can assist you.
We have a Facebook page, Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters, and we're also on Instagram and YouTube. And we have just tons of thousands of old photos and videos that we've made, telling about the history of this area. But, yeah, go to Twin Blend, go to Facebook and type in Twin Blends, and we have two pages. One's a Twin Blends Photography. That's the one we started, but then we changed to Northwest Louisiana History Hunters because people were asking us if we do weddings and if we do stinger pictures. But actually, we're not photographers. We use photography as just one of our tools to tell history. So that's why we created a page and called it Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters.
Okay.
Kind of more better explains what we do.
Okay, that's the critical one, not the Twin Blends Photography, which
they're,
which both
okay, but we post more to the history hunters.
And it allows them people to input and provide
comments.
Yeah, they can comment.
Yep. When we make a post, we ask everyone to get involved and, say, do y'all remember this or tell us your stories about this?
Well, one good thing we did here recently, we did the streetcar tracks, and we did like a streetcar track challenge. We said,
yeah, well, tell them where the streetcar tracks
you
were.
You do that. You do that.
Well, you're making me do all the talking.
I love these brothers here.
Okay, if you go down, it's still there. It's a hole, and it's Southern Avenue where it meets Olive Street, and there's two streetcar tracks there. Well, it's exposed now, and what we did was we challenged people to go get their picture taken in front of streetcar tracks.
Okay.
Sorry. See, this is why you need to be talking.
It's all right. No problem.
No, go ahead.
Okay, streetcar tracks are exposed, and so we took a picture touching them, and we said we challenged Shreveport residents to come down and take a picture, and a lot of them did.
Yeah.
And when they commented it or sent it, we shared it to our page, and it was so neat to see people getting involved. And we're going to do more of that in the future.
They were bringing their kids down, and they were
I
all touching
that.
It because, those streetcar tracks are going to be covered up for 100 years, so this is one chance to touch history. So.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing. They had to cover up everything. There were a lot of them throughout the area.
Yep.
And it's sad, but it's great that you found them.
Yep. And, well, actually, 2 years ago, Kansky Bingham brought to our attention there at Jacobs and Southern Avenue, streetcar tracks, the same thing. We're exposed. Well, Shreveport Times did a story on it. We took a bunch of pictures and documented. Well, we got Frank Head, a buddy of ours, to cut out a section. It's like a 10-foot section.
Yeah.
Talk about heavy.
And we transported it.
Full
days.
Well, yeah. Anyway, a section of it is at the Shreveport Railroad Museum now.
Yeah.
So it's
Then it got covered up. It's covered up forever. So.
And you also have some fantastic YouTube videos, right?
Mm-hmm. We love doing
well,
YouTube.
Well, I don't know if we're fantastic, but we have fun doing it. Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't take ourselves serious. We're not history experts.
Oh, your videos are wonderful. Well, I love your you know, what do you call those things? Your cameras that you float in the air. You know,
the drones. Yeah.
We used to do a bunch more of those.
Yeah. We're getting back into that. Yeah,
during the flooding and during the other, you did some remarkable ones.
Yeah, we're getting back in that because we've had some people.
And the state fair one that you did, that was
We enjoyed doing all that. So we try to put the drone to use and old pictures that we find mainly at the LSUS archives. We try to put that together, go to the location and just tell a story. Say, this is where this picture was taken. And we try to make it fun, you know, because like I say, we don't take ourselves seriously. We're not history experts. That's like Dr. Gary Joyner, Dr. Cheryl White, Mike, Ernie Robertson. So those are the experts, and we're just out here showing history and trying to make it fun for
everyone. But you're finding it. You're not experts, but you're finding it. You may have all the experts out there, historians, but they may not find the other. They may know about it, think about it, but they didn't touch and feel it, right?
Yeah.
So tell our listeners, before we go to break, your story of how you started. I think a lot of people don't know. How did you get into this?
Okay, I'm going to let Mark tell this, but Mark, you need to tell the short version.
How much time I got?
Real quick. We both grew up. We weren't really into history, but we liked looking at old pictures. Well, one day years ago or 9 years ago, we joined a Facebook page. If you grew up in Southern Hills, Shreveport, we joined that page because that's where we grew up. Well, they were talking about places that no longer existed in the Summer Grove area, Southern Hills area, and Mike had just had a picture of a few of those things that he found to LSUS archives, so we started posting them, and people were loving it, so we had an idea, well, let's go down to the archives and find more pictures of the Southern Hills area. So we got down to LSUS archives, and we started coming across these old pictures from 1900 of downtown Shreveport. We had no idea they were down there. Once we started seeing that, we got hooked, and so that's why we started posting the pictures. And I had the idea one day, I said, let's take this old picture that was taken this spot, maybe Texas Street, let's go to the same location and take another picture and do it now and then. And Mike looked
at
me.
I said, that's great.
He said, that's the stupidest idea that you've ever had. He said, people ain't going to care what it looks like now. And I said, yeah, they will. Just think about it. If they moved off or they don't go that side of town, they would love to see what it looks like now compared to then and now. And so we started posting those, and people loved it. Well, then one day he took those two pictures home. I mean, we took a now picture, an old picture, and he overlaid them on his computer to make sure they were taken in the same spot angle, because I'm like OCD. I got to have that done. So you take
it. Yeah, anyway, I took it on my computer, and I overlaid it, and I did a gradual fade. And when it did, the colors and stuff popped, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Matter of fact, the pictures that was on the cover of the magazine
that's
that you were talking about.
Yes.
The Arnie one,
it was just so beautiful, just,
popped,
you know.
With the colors contrasted with the black and white, it just made it look like if that was still there, this is what it would look like. So
and so twin blends. It was
that's how twin blends come apart.
Because
we're twins. A lot of people don't realize that, but we're twins. Mark's 3 minutes older. And so anyway, we're twins and we blend pictures. So that's where twin blends come from. So anyway, that's how short version it all started.
Okay. So one more question from one of my listeners wanted to know. So do they do this full time? I see them doing so many speaking engagements and traveling, and they seem to spend a lot of time doing research and history hunters. Do you have regular jobs?
Yes, we have regular jobs. I've been with Nabisco, the Ritz, Oreos, and stuff like that.
I've been with
them for 37 years. And Mark
I got a job with the Wrigley Gum Company in 1991. I stayed with them, and then M&M Mars bought Wrigley in 2008, so I become a Wrigley M&M Mars salesman. And then up until I was with them 29 and a half years. 3 years ago, they laid most of us off, and so now I'm a salesman for a national cigarette company, so that's what I'm doing now. So.
And we love what we do. Like I say, between us, we get a lot done. You think people, you know, when we go up to the library, we just split up. He takes one, and we do a lot.
Yeah, and we're communicating during the day with texting, and then we meet up on Saturday. Saturdays and spend most of the day just going to places and making videos and putting stuff together, and then he gets home in the evenings and puts it all together. And it may take it may be at the time we film something and do something may take 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks to put it together and finally.
But we got to streamline. We've done it so often. Yeah. You know, it's like we get stuff done.
You know the procedures.
Quick.
Yeah. But again, it's very professional. I mean, I don't think it's not cheesy. It's not just quickie videos. You do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Even the interviews you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you. So.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana. Bears 10 and Country Us Report, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Eberstown and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today are two remarkable individuals who have teamed up to locate and bring back historical people, places, and things. They are the History Hunters for Northwest Louisiana. It's Mark and Mike Magnum with Twin Blends, right?
Yes. Except it's Mangum.
Mangum.
That's okay. People talk Magnum.
Magnum sounds cooler.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, that does sound good.
We
changed our name to Magnum now. Yeah.
Like Magnum Force.
That's right.
Magnum.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. And everybody, the Best of Times have been with Twin Blends, Mark and Mike here for, God, how many years has it been?
Eight or nine.
At least that many years. But we're so proud of you.
My wife
is always everything. When you contribute a lot of information to our publication each and every month now, mm-hmm. And also the LSU archives, we get a lot of calls.
Really?
And forward them, yes. We forward them to the LSU people.
That's awesome.
And
that's
so it's quite read, and I know that you're in other publications and other issues, so we're very proud of you and your success.
We want to thank you and Tina.
Yeah.
Tina is the first one that ever believed in us, really, that she gave us the opportunity to be in the Best of Times magazine when we were just starting out, and we were blown away that she recognize that this was important, you know, so we will always be thankful for that. Yeah. Thankful to Tina.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you for making. So what is the most asked question when you speak at an engagement?
When are we going to make a book?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that.
We should.
We are.
It's just, you know, it takes a lot of finances to put a book together, but we're learning, I guess, not as much as you would think, and we would have to, you know, just kind of, because we've gone through thousands and thousands of pictures that we would have to figure out, okay, what do we want to do it on and all that, so.
Well, the second question that one of my listeners gave me this idea.
Uh-huh.
Guess what the listener asked me? Gary, why don't you have them more often, like once a month?
Hey, we're up for that.
And to talk about a certain thing they found instead of having just a little blip.
Yeah.
And maybe they might have a video, but you can have some dialogue about a particular
that'd
item.
That'd be
and
great.
Invite the guests.
So we're open to that.
I may consider doing that because his listener came up that I never thought of that idea, but we have the opportunity. And
it would give us an idea because, you know, on a video, you don't want to make a long video and it gets boring. But, you know, somebody back and forth talking, that would be good. We can explain what we did, how we did it, and all that. That'd be good.
And I've got a lot of following on the Saturday morning show, so it's a lot of people that listen to this show. So do you accept suggestions from persons for research topics?
Well, right now we've got so much that we have in our, on my computer and stuff. We try to focus on that, but if there's something that we think that is really hits home that people really like if somebody's father's a streetcar driver or they did something special or whatever, we try to make allowances for
most
that.
Most of the time, see, we go up to the LSUS archives and we don't go up there a lot searching for stuff. We did it first. We went up there and we've gathered so many pictures over time that we have so much to go through. And Michael take the pictures home and label them like Joy Drive-In. And when over the years, Mike can just type in his computer, now Joy Drive-In, all those images pull up. And so, you know, we had a guy contact us the other day that says his dad was a projectionist at the Joy Drive-In, among many others. And he wanted to know if we would be interested. He was wanting to donate a speaker that his dad had from the Joy Drive-In. He was a projectionist. And we were like blown away. And so anyway, but we made posts on that. And then, you know, people say, y'all need to do a story on this or that. But we're really not reporters like that because, you know, we use the pictures that we've had at the LSUS archives. And we do stories on that that we think people would like to see. But as far as, you know, this guy grew up here and he's 100 years old, he has a lot of stories. Well, that's kind of hard for us to go and do that, you know, because unless we have a lot of pictures of that correlates with it. So
it's understandable. You got a lot of projects in the queue.
There's a lot.
And people would be surprised at how many pictures we – and I tell everybody this. Mark gets mad when I tell him. But we – you know, we could probably post 10 pictures a day for the next 30 years. That's how many photos we have.
LSU, we really want to thank LSUS Archives for giving us access to their huge collection.
1.5 million.
And we always want to give them credit because without them, there would be no Twin Blends. We just help, and we also show the importance of what they do is housing these pictures, because otherwise they would be lost to history. I mean, they would be gone.
They have LSUS Archives has 1.5 million. Documents, pictures, negatives, and stuff in their collection.
Is it available to the public?
Oh, it is. Yes, it is. You can make an appointment.
I haven't been there years and years ago. God, it's been so long.
Well, since COVID, you have to make an appointment, but you can call up there and make an appointment, and they've got like a card catalog you can pull out. It's A to Z, and like if you want to look up Texas Street 1920s, you pull up T and just flip through Texas, and they'll bring you a lot of them are in negative form, and you put it on a light
source. They have a light source up there that you can look at the pictures.
And take a picture with your cell phone, you know, and do that.
So everybody, you can make an appointment. Let's say you want to do some of your own history research. Yeah. And if you get stuck, you can contact the guys at Twin Blends here. They'll help you.
We can tell you where to look for it.
Yep. And if they find a picture that they want, they can just tell the people there at the archives, hey, I want this picture, and they can purchase it. They'll give them
it's like a $10.
They'll give them a scanned copy of it. So
okay, that's a cool deal. Mm-hmm. So I guess you answer that question. So locals help you in the research project, but also recommend projects, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's the term feedback? I noticed that on your Facebook page, you seek input, right?
Yes. A lot of times we'll say, you know, we made a post and, you know, who remembers the Joy Theater? Tell us about your times at the Joy Theater or wherever it is. Or we'll say, we got a picture of all these people. Tell us if you recognize any of these people. And then that helps us, you know, put the story together, because a lot of times there's pictures of, you know, we don't know who these people are, and that they can help us and contact us and fill us information in who's this and that and stuff like that, where we have maybe missing pieces.
So I was at one time, I was making a presentation at the Oaks, and this lady brings out this box of thousands of pictures, probably this box. So she says, well, Gary, what should I do with these? Well, ma'am, every picture has a story, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I picked up one at random, and I said, ma'am, what is this of? Oh, that's when we were in Galveston back in 1950-something. She knew it. I said, you know, does your kids and grandkids know the story? No. Why don't you write it on the back of that? Write it on the back of the photo? And she said, well, I don't have time, but just take as many as you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once a day.
That's a great idea.
And so when you give these pictures to the family, at least they'll know when we had a reunion in Galveston in 1950, whatever.
Yeah. So we'll find some great old pictures from the early 1900s of a family out in front of their house. And you're thinking, man, I wish I knew where this was, because it may be a house downtown Shreveport or something. But this family, we just wish there was some information who this was and where this house was located, because it's just fascinating to look at. But that's a great idea to put it right on the back. So we suggest, if y'all have old pictures like that, write all that information on the back, because one day when you're not around, the people, your relatives.
And it tells a story. A lot of people said, I don't have time to give the story, which I hope more people write the story. We're losing a lot of stories.
We are. Yeah.
I mean, I meet with World War II vets, and some of the story, I said, have you written this down? No, I'm just telling you right now, sir. Just tape record it. Get your grandson to tape record it. Video record it. Mm-hmm. You're telling me a remarkable story that's just like, wow. Yep. And, I mean, you know, while they tell Gary Kaligos, I'm sometimes amazed. You know, I sit there and lecture, and then they come and tell me these stories that, like,
yeah. That happens to us too. We'll go to retirement facilities and we'll spend an hour. After we give our presentation and show videos, we'll spend an hour or whatever with the people because they'll come up to us and they'll tell us, well, my grandmother, we shopped down at H.L. Green. She took me this and that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fascinating to listen to those stories and all, you know. So.
Well, that's important. You're pulling that history out of us and making it, and hopefully our kids, grandkids, and great-great-grandkids will appreciate it and appreciate the more this area. I mean, every city has great history and hidden history.
But, I agree.
But you're pulling some of that out that we have lost, forgot about.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm telling you, it's a tear in the eye in many people when you had posted some of these items, and we posted some of the best of times. But also, I see your lecture at Tree Memorial, which are our friends there. I mean, I'm sure it touched a lot of individuals that attended, right?
Yeah, it did. And that's our favorite thing to do is go out and talk and actually get to meet people and hear their stories. We love that.
Yeah. So do you have on your schedule what's the next speaking engagement?
Yes, we will be at the Shreve Memorial Library, the Atkins branch, July the 27th at 2 p.m., and that address is 3704 Greenwood Road.
So what are you going to be talking about then?
Our twin blends.
We have a twin blends presentation. We tell people who we are, what we do, why we do it, and we have a show a couple of twin blends then and now videos. Sometimes we're specific, like in Broadmoor, we had a bunch of old pictures of Broadmoor, so we made a video specific to that. So we try to do that if we can.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we were up in Belcher a couple nights ago, and that was great. We were up there, and we had a little video with some of the pictures from Belcher, Mooringsport, Dixie, and all that we put together. Those people up there were just great. It was the Shreve Memorial Library Belcher branch.
Right.
We love going around doing that.
So. Well, let us know, and we'll have best of times to help promote that so you can get a lot more people. I know a lot of people hear about it sometimes after the fact.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, I wish we were there.
Yeah.
Likewise, I've missed several of yours. I think I only attended one. That was a long time ago, so hopefully
we're hoping more people invite us. So anyway, but we love doing that. But like I say, with our regular jobs, like today, Mike's off today, but I had to run. I'm using my lunch break to do this. But like I say, a lot of our stuff we do, speaking engagements in the evenings, but sometimes we can work it during the day. So
At evening time at the library is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of my presentations there as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you can come to my senior expo and have a little booth there and promote yourselves. I'll let you know about the details about that as well. So that's October 30th. So it's a little bit far down the line, but I'll send you information. I'd love to. The other suggestion, somebody. You're getting so much information. I mean, yes, it's all digital, but it would love to have a location where you can go view it. When visitors come in town, they might want to see they went to the Jory Theater, great grandfather talked about that, or they went to Hamels, or they went to Ford Park, or Cross Lake, or Louisiana State Fair probably touched a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, we've always said that they need a big – I know they have the Spring Street Museum, but if they had like a big – and I always thought, man, the Woolworth Building, across the courthouse, if they made that into a museum, they can have all these pictures on the wall with little videos and stuff. And actually, the Caddo Parish Courthouse probably has the biggest collection of old pictures around that we know of, because they got with us a few years ago when y'all to provide us with 40 of your best pictures that y'all have come across since we got with LSUS. And so we gave them that. And then they asked us last year they wanted like 40 more. So we gave them, they had like 84 old pictures. And we said, they wanted a wall. They said, we got a blank wall here. What can we put here? We said, you need to have all the drive-in movie theaters pictures.
Yeah.
And so we supplied that. And there's a movie drive-in. There's one with the restaurants. And we've got a Shreveport Now and Then video playing in the marriage
lines.
And then some blends up there and all. So that if they want to go to the courthouse, you can go in there to the
records room.
The records room, and they're all along the wall there. But yeah, we're thinking, wish there was a place that where they had, just big pictures along the wall, videos, interactive stuff like that. That's what the city needs.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember how many years ago. God, it probably was 15. Remember in Shreveport when?
I remember going to the state
that
exhibit.
That was fascinating. Yeah.
I was part of that committee.
Oh wow!
And helped that go on. It was very successful.
I remember that. That was right when we were starting to really get into it. Yep. I love that. And I was thinking about telling Mark the other day, we need to have something like like we had a meet and greet at the Glass Hat a while back because we love the Glass Hat Cafe. But maybe in that meeting room, we can invite people to bring their relics in and stuff. Like, I know Leonard Gresham's a buddy of ours, has all kind of memorabilia he could bring, and we could bring some of ours.
I know him real well.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got some great memorabilia.
He does. Every time we have a question, we call him because he has it.
You know? Maybe we can call Marty Lotion. He can bring your old bottle that you found that he got at the Spring Street Museum that he let nobody have.
I found a bottle when we were digging the Common Park. It was a J.T. Hagen's Manhattan Saloon bottle, and it was from like late 1890s.
One of the last saloons in Shreveport. Actually, tell him where it was. Where was it located?
Where the Slattery Building is now. It was the Manhattan Saloon.
Yeah, we come across a picture that even shows it. It says Manhattan Saloon.
We have that bottle in the spring on display. Yeah, it's pretty neat. So I think it would be neat to get people to bring their stuff in.
Yes, it would. Yeah. Well, that's maybe a project for y'all. Y'all need to come up with Remember and Win Shreveport Part 2.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Bring memorabilia, photos, and money. It was a piecemeal together project, but it came out pretty good.
Oh, it was wonderful.
There's a lot of history in this town that people aren't aware of.
I didn't know the glass.
Yeah,
the glass etching and the Libby glass. What was it back in the 20s? And you know, they cut every piece of glass for skyscrapers by hand.
It's crazy. And
these etching. Yeah. It was not automated and shipped all over the world.
Yeah,
and all the 1 million bottles of Coca-Cola and beer. The bottles were made here.
Yeah, yeah.
But the beer wasn't put in. Yeah. They had to ship them to St. Louis and Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just we learned. We didn't know growing up until we got into this, the history. We didn't know any of it, and we learned as we go, and it's just fascinating to us. The more we learn, the more we want to learn. So.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Indy Beers, Town & Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town & Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for listening to our show today. Joining me on my show are two remarkable individuals who have teamed up to locate and bring back historical people, places, and things in Northwest Louisiana. They're known as the History Hunters, and it's Mark and Mike Mangum.
That's it.
I did it.
I like how he says Mark first, too.
Well, what can I say? A comes before I.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
You're alphabetically correct, right?
Yeah. Yep.
At least I didn't rebaptize you and change your name again. Yeah. Okay. I like Magnum Force.
That sounds cool.
Hey, they rebaptized Caligas, Caligas, you name it, what they call me. Yeah. And it's not in my Greek style name, so you never know. Okay, so glad to have you today on the show. It's been fascinating. I'm going to have you again. I've already decided, Matt, I'm going to make a time in the near future to have you back. We're going to talk about specific findings.
And okay. Looking forward to it.
I think that will.
We'll even bring the findings if we have them.
You don't have to bring it. This is not television. Okay. You can bring it to KTBS, but George Servin will love it, kind of thing. But I don't think he'll give you an hour. He may give you 15 minutes, but I'll give you an hour.
All right.
So one other thing. What do you think Twin Blends will be in 100 years?
Well, I guess in 100 years, we want to be remembered as two brothers who helped, you know, save Shreveport history, you know, bringing it to the younger generation, or actually helping people that now remember back in the past. Because a lot of times we'll make a post and somebody will say, I never would have thought about that in my life. I would have never seen a picture of it again in my life. So we just want to be remembered as two brothers who help promote and promote this area's history and honor the men and women of the past.
Awesome. So continuing the legacy, I know you're young guys. Do we have any neophytes that are under you, volunteers or otherwise?
I'm not sure about that.
Most of our family's not that big in the history.
Oh, no. Well, I wasn't when I was growing up.
Yeah, we weren't either.
My sister's starting to get there. My sister, Pam Koch, she's loving all this. So anyway.
Somebody needs a continue the legacy.
Maybe I'll get my son too. So he's like,
well, it's
30,
difficult so. Sometimes to get the kids to do it. I mean,
until they're 30 years old, we were playing ball. We didn't care about history. We're out of, when's our next game?
Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. You know, even the best of times here tries to have a legacy. I've got three kids. Nobody wants it. And, they love it. They said, Dad, find somebody else to do it, Mom. Yeah. So you never know. But you need to continue. You know, it's a process. You're going to keep finding history and history.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never ending.
We're shocked by every time. Well, oh, my gosh, look at this. Look at this.
Yeah, we've got so many projects in the works. We just don't have enough time. So
every time
we're enjoying it.
In certain parts of downtown Shreveport, you dig up, you're going to find something. You're going to find a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I bet there are many other things and coins. And
oh, there's no telling.
No telling what you might find to lead a story. Yep. But, you know, and like you brought up some facts about different restaurants back in the old days, which, you know, brought back memories to me. I mean, I'm born in '50s, but my parents were here in the late 1940s. So they had a restaurant called the Seven Seas Restaurant on Uria and Ockley Drive. And there's not many photos. I was going to talk to you later about that. Maybe you can help me research that. I mean, I was young. We hardly have any memorabilia from my, except a few, not many.
Yeah.
And Ernie's helped me. Ernie Robinson has helped me find a few, but they're very, very foreign for you. I'll tell you later about that. So again, mention to my listeners about, of course, your Facebook page, because I think that's critical.
Yes, we have a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and search Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters. And that's our page. And we're also on Instagram and YouTube. You can just type in Twin Blends. And like you can just go to regular Google and type in Twin Blends. If you want to see images, go to Google, type in Twin Blends. Go to Google, type in Twin Blends and select images. And then it has just tons of our images and videos and stuff like that.
And if you're definitely nonprofit, so we definitely need to ask if people want to donate to help the situation. I mean, this costs money.
It does. For a while there, when we first started out, first 5 or 6 years, we were doing it all free, and we're just out of our own pockets. And we finally realized this is just going to be too expensive.
Well, your drone was probably $3,000.
When we speak, you know, we people will pay us to speak, and then also we have a Patreon account and Venmo account, and people will donate. And that helps us buy equipment. Like we first started off with some really bad wireless mics, and they were always cutting out. And we're like, we got to get some better mics. So, but people had donated some money. We got some better mics. We got a scanner, a high resolution negative scanner that scans negatives. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so stuff like that helps us to bring better product to the aisle, because we hate putting a video out and then you can't hear us or it crackles and you know, the sound's bad or the video's bad. So this kind of helps us bring, a better product out there.
Okay, and then tell them, I'm going to plug, you also do T-shirts and hats, right?
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
And you're at the restaurant downtown. Glass Hat Cafe.
That's our office.
We love Glass Hat. We're down there a lot. So,
matter of fact, I ate breakfast there this morning. I love all the people down there. They're great.
Yeah, it's BB's birthday today. Waitress BB. Well, happy birthday, BB.
Today's Saturday on the radio, so it's two days ago.
Sorry,
so everybody's late.
No problem about
anyway.
That. No problem.
But yeah, we have shirts, and we have a Facebook post of shirts and hats if people want to. And they're not expensive at all. You know, we give it to people about $5, I think.
Maybe three.
We'll have them sent off, and you can choose your color and your size and all. So I think it kind of helps us promote what we do, and it makes our teammates involved. And that's what we call our followers, our teammates. So.
And you're following. That's what I was saying. You're getting so popular now, and I'm hearing so much of it. You'll be running, Tom Arsenal better watch in re-election. You may be running.
No. We were at the Glass Hat one day real quick, and we saw Tom walk in
and his wife,
and we'd already met his wife, Elizabeth. We're like elbowing each other. Mike, let's go get a picture with him, introduce him. And as soon as we got there, she stood up. She said, oh, I'm so glad y'all are here. Can we take a picture with y'all? She asked us. And we're like, okay. But she was like, we love Twin Blends. Y'all are our heroes. And we're like, asked us for a picture.
Yeah.
We were just blown away.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Both of them are.
They are.
Well, say, hey, you're celebrities.
Yeah, I don't know
about that. Pretty soon we'll have stand-ups.
They're like, look at these two goofy guys standing in the middle of Texas.
You're not goofy.
Yeah.
But you're well-known.
Mike's goofy.
That makes it. You have to be fun. You have to enjoy.
We
have to smile.
Have fun.
It's funny because we got a YouTube. If you go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Twin Blends Bloopers. We got one where we stood in front of Theodosia when we were doing our superhero landing, and we did some outtakes, and it's just
Theodosia
hilarious.
Is the old house.
Our interaction. Yeah. I said, we got to put this on YouTube.
We have a lot of fun doing this. Of course, we're twins, and we're all, our personalities are almost identical except for Mark. I'm OCD, and Mike's not.
I'm normal.
But it but it works good because we, you know, it helps us. You know, it's twin blends. We can work together good on that. But anyway,
we have a good time
We have a good time growing up. We've always joked and dragged each other and stuff. So we continue to do that.
Well, that's important. Good brothers, twin brothers, but also have your ups and downs and funs and But I mean, but again, I compliment you on your inspiring and pulling that history. There, you know, if you didn't do this, I was thinking to myself when I was coming over here, who would have done this? I mean, Gary Joyner did some, Ernie did some, but
Eric
not,
Brock,
but not Eric.
Yeah,
but you know, there's been a lot of. There were so many other topics and so many other findings.
We just kind of fell into it, you know. Of course, we believe it was God directed us this way, but we weren't expecting it to be big or anything, and we just started off, and it just kind of kept growing and growing, and we said, we don't know if anybody loves this stuff, but we do, so we're going to keep doing it, and so it's just kind of grown from there.
So, Mark, have you had any other communities in the Louisiana area that's copied you, done copycats?
We've had people contact us and say, can y'all come to our town and do what y'all are doing there? And we're like, well, we just don't have the time. You know, we'd love to, but we're hoping that it inspires other people.
Well, when somebody, we retire, we'll have more time to do that stuff. So,
yeah, somebody made a comment as well. They said, I wish our town had twin blends in our town like they do in Shreveport, you know. So that kind of made our day.
Yes.
Again, I compliment you on. I'm glad you took time and effort to come on the show today. I know my listeners out there are really going to appreciate this and look forward to having you again, both of you on my show, to talk about some specific findings. I mean, today we didn't have time to talk about, you know, we talked a bit about Joy Theater and a few others, but I think some of your findings and some of your interviews and some of the rest of the story, you might want to say, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story, because everything has a story. Even those photos have a story, though. The one you put on the cover of the Best of Times had a distinct story, and about the policemen in the past, which you twin blends the various policemen on the motorcycle. Yeah. That was super cool.
We enjoyed
well.
That.
So again, thank you for coming to our show today. Again, everyone, do visit Google Twin Blends. You'll find all of their locations of Facebook and Instagram, et cetera, by just Googling the word Twin Blends. Mm-hmm. Twin blends, just like it said, with no spacing in the middle of it. So again, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike, for joining us today on the Best of Times Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate it.
Remember to tell your friends to listen to our show next Saturday morning for information that could benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of the Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.